in last week's Sedra, the Torah tells us that the idol worshippers worship their idols on every mountain and hill and under every luscious tree. And the Gemara in Avodah Zorah says that that was the chok, that was the nature of idolatry, that if you find a mountain in Eretz Israel, or a hill, or a luscious tree, you should know there surely was idolatry served there. And therefore, it is understood why in this week's Sedra, the Torah prohibits planting trees near the Mizbeach, anywhere in the Mikdash, for this was a method that the idolaters use, and therefore we're not allowed to follow in their ways. However, it raises a question as to why then the Beis HaMikdash was built on a mountain. L'chora, that also was a statute of the idolaters to build their Avodah Zorah mountains. Why wasn't the Beis HaMikdash built in a deep ditch to be the opposite of what the idolaters do? Rosham Shofar Hirsch explains the idea of what the idolatry, being built on a mountain and on a hill and under a tree, represented. He said that the idolaters wanted to draw the natural powers of the world, including the rain, from above, and it was drawn onto the mountain, and then continued on downwards towards the hills, and finally found its purpose in making these luscious trees that people could enjoy. That was the idea of idolatry, to bring the physical forces, to harness them and to enjoy them. Now, we also, in the Beis HaMikdash, want to draw powers from above in order to be able to use these physical things and natural things, but not stam to enjoy them, but to use them as utensils for serving the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to bring down the spiritual influence and bounty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our service to Hashem. That's why the Ovos and Himos are called Hori Mugvos. They're referred euphemistically as mountains and hills, our forefathers. For from them comes to us, through their merit and through the bris that Hashem made with them, all of the physical, natural, and spiritual powers that we have to use in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu come down to us from our ovos, just like the powers come down on a mountain and on a hill. And therefore, in this week's Sedra, we find also that the Ovdei Avodah Zorah used matzevos, which the Sfarno says was one monolithic stone in its pristine, regular habitat in which to serve their idols. They took nature and they served their idols with nature itself. We, however, have to build a mizbeach. We have to build an altar. We have to build and perfect and correct nature. And therefore, we're not allowed to serve God with a matzeva. We only have matzevas in the cemetery. But we have to build a mizbeach, build an altar where we take nature and we utilize it and we perfect it. And therefore, the idea of the mountain is shayach even for us. But the idea of the tree is foreign to our service of Hashem, of getting these physical, material, natural powers just to enjoy. That is foreign to Avodas Hashem. This is the whole idea of a bris milah. Man was born with the ability to take nature and to perfect it, and correct it, and build on it, not to just take it as it was and enjoy. And that's what the pasuk says: Asher bara Elokim la'asos. God created the world in its raw state, la'asos, that man should then build and perfect and take those raw materials and utilize them as utensils in service of Hashem. And that is what Rabbi Akiva told Turnus Rufus HaRosha when he was asked, what's better, what people make or what God makes? And he expected Rabbi Akiva to answer, of course, what God makes is better than what people make, and therefore, under Turnus Rufus would have said, if that's the case, then we, Goyim, who are uncircumcised, are superior to you Jews who are circumcised. We're the way God made us, you're the way a Moel made you. Rabbi Akiva surprised him and answered, what people make is for sure better than what God makes. People make bread, God made wheat. Bread is obviously superior to wheat. And the idea being that God created the world in its raw state in order that man should be able to use it and perfect it, and thereby perfect himself and perfect the world. And this is the whole idea of Ish v'Isha Shechina Shruya Beinehem, that man and woman, the Shechina is there between them, and the Jewish home is like building a Beis HaMikdash. However, the purpose is to be able to use all of the physical, natural, material bounty that God influences into the home in order to be able to bring spiritual bounty into the world and to create a spiritual environment which is called the Jewish home. That's why the Pasuk says, Hehorim v'hagvos yiftzichu lifneichem rina. The mountains and the hills will sing before you. And the cholatse asade imchochot, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands before you. Because, according to the idol worshippers, we benefit from the trees and the mountains and the hills, where they bring us the bounty of the natural world. On the other hand, from our standpoint, we utilize the mountains, the valleys, the hills, and the trees to be able to perfect the world, perfect them, and therefore they thank us. It's not we who have to thank them. Perhaps this is the meaning of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, HaHolech Baderech V'Shona, a person who's walking in the way and learning Torah, U'matzik mitalmudo, and he stops learning, Va'omer, and he says, Ma'noa ilanze, how beautiful this tree is, Ma'yotha nirza, how beautiful this field is, Ma'alol avakosu kil meschai benafsho. The Torah considers this if he's liable for his life. Even though the powers of nature, the trees, the beautiful trees, are God's work, and however, the entire purpose of them is to use them for Avodas Hashem, not just to benefit from them and to enjoy them. And if a person is already Osek Batorah, he's already busy learning Torah, and he is already bringing down these spiritual forces to the world, and he stops that in order to enjoy nature, then he not only is Mevatel the Torah, he not only abrogates the Torah, but he abrogates the whole purpose of nature too. And therefore, he's liable for his life. And at the bris of my grandson, who was named Matan El Boruch, I explained that this is the meaning of that name. Matan El is a present from Hashem. Hashem gives us many presents. He gives us many physical, material, spiritual things. But he expects us, Baruch, to increase them, to use them in Avodas Hashem, to correct them and to perfect them in order to use them as service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing the world to its perfection, physically, materially, and spiritually, and bringing on ourselves eternal spiritual reward. I also said this idea at the Sheva Brachas for Yaakov Norden's brother-in-law and sister-in-law, and that's the idea of Simchas Chosen V'Kala, that the whole purpose of Shechina Shruya Beinehem, of building a Jewish home with all of its material, physical, natural components, is to Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, to be able to use those things, B'Simcha, in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring down God's presence even more into the Jewish home.